More Coffee, Country, and Cody is on WSM.
Oh, and it's getting good because the last of the full-grown men has just arrived with his guitar, sitting down with Webb Wilder. Tell you where you can see him in the days ahead. As a matter of fact, as close as this weekend, and new music coming later in the spring. I'll share it with us right now on Coffee, Country, and Cody.
She can stand, standing there against a man with a face like an idol from the Yucatan. What's he got that I haven't got? He's got her around the clock. What he's got that I haven't got is love. It's a sound in your heart down low. It's a beat that begins real slow. It's a boy and a girl real close, with plenty of time to know about the unlit fire, and to know why a moonbeam fool needs love, needs love, needs love. Love is illogical sometimes. It can fool, it can blind. Got a nice girl up on Tarzan's line. I'm gonna die if I don't get it. How can you die when you're dead already? There ain't no light in a life that hasn't got love. It's a sound in your heart down low. It's a beat that begins real slow. It's a boy and a girl real close, with plenty of time to know about the unlit fire, and to know why a moonbeam fool needs love, needs love, needs love. Why? Spent too much time standing by, watching the world, watching girls pass by. I've seen guys with them, wondered how they got them. If they tapped the link between the mother and the daughter, have they seen the lamb smile through the slaughter? Have they heard the drums that pound in the night? I heard the drums that pound in the night. I heard the drums that pound in the night. I heard the drums that pound all the night without love. It's a beat that begins real slow. It's a boy and a girl real close, with plenty of time to know about the unlit fire, and to know why a moonlit fool needs love, needs love, needs love.
There's a man who comes from a long line of whistlers. My people whistled a lot. I am in love with this new work and this first thing you hear from Webb Wilder, the last of the full-grown men on his way to the City Winery on Sunday night. Morning, old friend.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your endorsement.
You have never whistled on a song before, or at least that has been released?
Right. It happened kind of by accident. And this song is one of those great Bobby Field songs. Bobby Field and I grew up together, R.S. Field, and we did it in a band many years ago. I was in called The Drapes, and it just languished since then.
35 years, I think you told me off of
here. Yeah, and it's never been on a record. Nobody's ever done it, and it evolved in a whole different way than we used to do it. It was never country-ish, really, before, but I think I was just fooling around the studio, sort of saying, you know, the lick will go here, and I started whistling, and we decided to keep the whistling.
My dad, during the time of his life, he was in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. He'd be on a job site, and I'd go with him. Of course, I'd be running around, climbing on stuff, and hiding, and doing things, and then if I wanted to find my dad, I would just listen. because he would be whistling. Aww. Wherever he was, he'd be whistling. That's you know, cool. The old whistle while you work?
Yeah.
That was him. Yeah. And I'd listen for him, and then I could, it was like a homing device. Yeah. I could find him on the job site as a little kid running around.
That's pretty poetic.
Man. Well, Night Without Love is available in the spring. Now, we got a preview copy. Obviously, we're sharing some of this music this morning.
That's a world premiere, I really believe. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah. In fact, you know, like they're not the powers that be. You know, they've got radio promo people and publicists and stuff. They said, now, whatever you do, don't leave that with anyone at radio. You can play from your personal copy, but they'll get theirs later and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it's going to be released April 10th. And with any luck, we'll get some radio play before then from folks like yourself. So I'm kind of excited about it. And, you know, this is the first time we'll do vinyl in a while. Charlie's a vinyl guy.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. I mean, I've had albums all along, but haven't had one that also was offered on vinyl since 89.
Well, Joe just got engaged. Joe Smith.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Joe, with this CD, you can learn the wonders and mysteries of this elusive thing called love.
Okay, I should definitely get one.
Yeah,
then.
You might already know that. You know, go ahead and study it up. The cover is beautiful, and it was done by a guy who's a legendary cover artist. Many of you know the famous Eat a Peach album by the Allman Brothers.
Oh, man, yes. One of my favorites. Well, I got the T-shirt that went with it back in the day.
Well, that artwork was done by the guy that did this, the legendary Flournoy Holmes, who also did my Doodad album cover, which didn't attain quite the iconic status of the Eat a Peach album, but nonetheless. And so I just told him a concept, and he ran with the ball, as you can see.
That's well, perhaps amazing. If Dickie Betts had played lead guitar on it.
Well, that's true. I should have called him.
You got your big guitar there. Well, yeah. What model is that? What style is that? It's a big big man with a big guitar.
Yeah, this is the Gibson J200, and it's been really good to me. And, you know, Little Jimmy Dickens played the biggest guitar. That was a great gimmick for him. You know, he played the biggest. He was the littlest guy playing the biggest guitar, so he played J100s and J200s. But Emmylou Lou, so many Bob Dylan, so many people over the years have used this, and it served me. And Pete Townsend, turns out I was born on his birthday, and I gravitated to all the gear he likes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it's a great chord basher.
Yeah.
It's all maple and everything. Yeah.
Well, what's in it this morning you want to play?
What's in it this morning is a song that we put as the second to last song, but we're getting some positive feedback on it. It's a song I wrote. I was doing an album called More Like Me, and it didn't make it to that album a few years ago, but I had gone back to my hometown for a funeral.
In Mississippi.
Yeah, and my mother was in bad shape, too. She had not passed yet, but a good friend of mine, too young, had passed. And I ran into a lot of old friends, and I was just filled with emotion, and I was overwhelmed. And I was really kind of having a hard time sorting it all out, as humans do, with loss and all that. And so I was trying to let myself off the hook, really, I think. And I said, hey, you're not supposed to figure it out. Life is a big deal. And therein was born the concept for this song, The Big Deal.
This is Webb Wilder live on Coffee Country and Cody. You're watching all over the country on Circle Television.
And it goes like this. The big deal of it all has brought me to my knees many times before. It just won't give me peace. I try and look away. It's just too big a view. It's more than I can say. It's all that I can do. I think I know it all. I think that I'm so smart. Still my IQ falls. Speaking from my heart, the timing isn't right. I get the words all wrong. I guess that's why tonight I'm setting down this song. Heart is overfull, my eyes are open wide. I can feel the pull, strong from either side. I won't look away, I've got my courage up. I'm not ashamed to say that I believe in love. Can't turn my back on you, I never learned that trick. I tell you what we'll do, don't think about it quick. We'll put our fears aside, we'll fill our hearts with love.
We'll do away with pride. Forgiveness is the stuff. The big deal of it all has left its mark on me. The lights out in the hall, that makes it hard to see. I try to stay on track. I've got a ways to go. It's too late to turn back. It's too soon to know. La da na na, la da da na, la da na na, la da na na, la da na na, la da na na.
Yeah,
Webb Wilder and his guitar live on 650 AM WSM and Circle Television this morning. All things Circle, social media, the website, Circle, all access. Webb's headed to the City Winery. You are gigging on Sunday night at the
Sunday
City
night
Winery
with all the beatniks. And Bob Williams, who is an incredible musician that you heard. He's a great guitar player, but you heard him playing pedal steel on we only have pedal steel on two songs, and we're going to play the other one too, but on the title cut, Night Without Love. He'll be there, Tom Comet, and the great Rick Shell, the singing drummer. And so we're going to have a big time.
So that's City Winery, and that's Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And then the following weekend, he's going to be in Knoxville at the Corner Lounge. He's
solo.
Got a private gig in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be back in Knoxville at Sweet Pea's Downtown Dive in Knoxville on Tuesday the 7th. Birmingham after that. All you need to do is go to webwilder.com. All his dates are up, as well as information about this new album that's coming out in April. April, what was the date again?
10th.
April 10th, the release date. Here we are, trying to work our way to a WSM Night at the Opry on February 29th. How about that? There are 29 days in February this year. Your ticket-winning opportunity, that's coming up, and there's more live with Webb Wilder after a break.
Coffee, Country, and Cody on WSM.
Hey, we are back, the last of the full-grown men. We will get in our official close, as we always do, from this guy, the Webb Wilder credo. That is coming up. That's worth staying around for. And he was at the Ameripolitan Awards as a presenter recently. We'll talk about that. Going to feature new music. Dance hall music, I'm telling you. Get out there. Throw some sawdust on the floor. Here comes Webb Wilder.
Sometimes a man's got to get it together. Lately I've been feeling a little left out, and I don't claim to know nothing about something that I know nothing about. But I feel a heartbreak coming, and I've got to hold on to
woofer, no tweeter there on the close from my buddy Webb Wilder this morning. That is on a brand new album. It's coming out in April. Webb Wilder, Night Without Love, holding on to myself.
Yes, sir.
I saw Chip Taylor, a writer's credit here.
Yeah.
And for people who know that name, I mean, man, he's written some of the biggest songs in the history of rock and roll that you would know. Wild Thing being among those.
Yeah, and of course, Angel of the Morning.
And that's
and what a spectrum that is, huh?
I know. That's like you've done it all.
Yeah.
You know, you're sunshine and darkness right there.
Well, that's as I said at the beginning, that's dance hall music right there.
Well,
that's
thank you.
That shuffle.
George Bradfute co-produced this with me, and I think it was his idea for Rick Shale to play that kind of outlaw beat. And, We had acoustic and bass and drums, and then me and Bob Williams sat there and did the Telecaster steel guitar thing live with the pre-recorded track, and that was a gas. We had a lot of fun.
I love the fact you refer to George Bradfute, whom you just referenced, as the tone chaperone.
Well, not son, he is.
That is great.
I told God about my nickname. I'd have T-shirts printed up.
Let me tell you, Bill, he played everything from guitar to bass clarinet on this album.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Play us something else before we go. We're running out of time with Webb Wilder. And again, he is playing at the City Winery Sunday night.
Thank you so much. This is a song I wrote with Bobby Field and Susie Elkins many years ago. It's got a lot of chords, but they're all known chords. And it's called Buried Our Love. It goes like this. It hit as quick as a wreck on the highway. It all happened so fast. Sunday morning over a cup of coffee, we laid our love to rest. I took it hard, I took it on the blind side. Yes, I took it pretty tough. The one thing worse than crying like a baby is crying like a grown up. We buried our love, it's no wonder. It might as well be 6 feet under. We buried our love, it's no lie. We let a good love die. Our love ran down like a wind-up play toy. Wound up, wound out. When it was new, it took off a running. It hit a wall and stopped. You said that you were all out of romance. So matter of fact, I guess I'll go and buy a wreath of flowers, but flowers won't bring our love back. Buried our love, it's no wonder. It might as well be 6 feet under. We buried our love, it's no lie. We let a good love die. Don't tell me that you want to bury our love. Can it be true that we buried our love? It hit as quick as a wreck on the highway. It all happened so fast. Sunday morning over a cup of coffee, we laid our love to rest. I took it hard, I took it on the blind side. Yes, I took it pretty tough. The one thing worse than crying like a baby is crying like a grown up. We buried our love, it's no wonder. It might as well be 6 feet under. We buried our love, it's no lie. We let a good love die. Buried our love, buried our love, buried our love.
Webb Wilder live, Buried Our Love. It's on the forthcoming album, April release, Night Without Love. And he's on his way to the City Winery on Sunday night. Your next chance to see him here at home. He just came from presenting at the 2020 Ameripolitan Awards, and he presented for Venue to Luckenbach, Texas. You go to the web, it's listed as Luckenbach, Texas, General Store, Bar, Dance Hall.
Man, that's good. You get a lot of information. And my co-presenter was Jesse Lee Jones from Robert's Western World.
Good.
And he was beautifully attired in Manuel.
Would you with the Web Wilder credo, as we say goodbye?
Web Wilder credo, work hard, rock hard, eat hard, sleep hard, grow big, wear glasses if you need them.
And if you need a voiceover guy, he's your guy, too. That's Web Wilder. I'm Bill Cody, Joe Smith, Entertainment. The ACM's nominations are out this morning. We'll have them next.